This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 138 for Wednesday, November 8th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market ended Wednesday in the red, despite appearing on track to make gains earlier in the day. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all higher. However, crude oil lost approximately $2 per barrel due to economic concerns. The Canadian dollar was down 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The January canola contract was down $1.30 per ton at $699.30. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were higher, but wheat saw the largest gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its monthly world agricultural supply-demand estimates on Thursday. Prior to Thursday's report, the trade is expecting the average U.S. 2023-24 corn yield to increase 0.2 bushels per acre to 173.2, with production increasing by 15 million bushels on average. The trade also expects carryout to increase by an average of 18 million bushels. Brazilian export group ANEC estimated the country's corn exports for November to be 8.35 million tons, almost 3 million more than 1 year ago. The USDA reported a private export sale of 270,000 tons of corn to Mexico earlier today. South Korea purchased 65,000 tons of corn sourced from South America or South Africa. The December corn contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.76. The trade pegged the U.S. 2023-24 average soybean yield to stay put at 49.6 bushels per acre, with a 1 million bushel loss in production. Carryout is expected to increase by 1 million bushels to 221 million. ANAC projects Brazilian soybean exports in November to be 5.15 million tons, compared to 1.92 million 1 year ago. Soy meal exports would increase 910,000 tons to 2.26 million. China purchased 433,000 tons of U.S. soybeans on Tuesday, with two more sales totaling 476,500 tons going to unknown destinations. The January soybean contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.66. The trade projects the U.S. 2023-24 wheat carryout to decrease by 1 million bushels to 669 million. Statistics Canada reported that wheat exports, excluding Durham, over the first 2 months of the 2023-24 marketing year totaled 3.413 million tons, up 25% from 1 year ago and up 14% from the 10-year average. French farmers have sown 62% of their expected soft wheat area by October 30th, down from the 5-year average of 72%. Australia reported its driest October since 2002, which will likely reduce wheat yields in the country. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 22 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.92. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 23 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.55. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.33. That's a look at the U.S. futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.